This episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Patreon. So as a creator, it can feel like you're making stuff for practically everyone but yourself. Patreon is a membership platform where your fans can directly support your work with paid subscriptions. No advertisers, no algorithms, just steady, reliable income and the freedom to make what you love. Sign up today at patreon.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axon Creative Podcast, the last episode of 2020. I don't think many of us are going to be sad to see 2020 in the rear view mirror. But I will say I've learned a ton this year. And on the last episode, I talked about some of the things that I have learned over the course of the past year. And then we talked with Brian Johnson about how we can begin to optimize the coming year and had a lot of great insights in that episode. And on this episode, I want to revisit a topic that I've discussed multiple times, but it's something that's coming up as a theme in conversations that I've been having by email and just in person with people who are struggling with a very, very specific thing. And I want to talk about that today because I think many of us are probably wrestling with this. It's something that's going on beneath the surface. We're not really sure why it's happening or what it is even. We may not even know how to diagnose what's going on. And yet there it is. It's affecting our ability to engage. And it's affecting, frankly, even our ability to look forward to the coming year. So I want to talk about that dynamic today and how we can begin to countermand it just a little bit. Before we do, a couple of things. First of all, we are about to do a new round of Creative Leader Roundtable. So if you lead a team, if you're on a team, if you want to understand the dynamics of leading creative work effectively, visit creativeleaderroundtable.com. It's a three-week virtual session. We're going to be meeting three times over the course of 3 weeks. There are in-between Q&A episodes where you can ask me questions and I'll address any questions that weren't addressed. But more than that, you get to connect with a community of creative professionals and talk about the issues that you specifically are facing as a creative leader. So again, go to creativeleaderroundtable.com to learn more and sign up. Registration is limited, so make sure you sign up soon. The first week, I believe, is the end of January. It's January 29th, I think, is the first day. So sign up at creativeleaderroundtable.com. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Patreon. So as a creator, it can feel like you're making stuff for practically everyone but yourself. But Patreon is a creator-founded membership platform where you can build a reliable income stream to fuel your creative independence. No advertisers, no algorithms, no mainstream gatekeepers holding your paycheck or telling you what to do. On Patreon, the people who love what you make can directly support it with paid subscriptions. And in return, they get access to exclusive content and custom rewards. So listen, friends, 2021, make this the year that you find the creative freedom to do your best work and the financial stability to make it possible. So if you're an illustrator, if you're a video creator, a podcaster, an artist, or a creative person of any kind, sign up today at patreon.com. That's patreon.com and start creating on your own terms. We thank Patreon for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Okay, I mentioned I'm going to revisit the topic here, but it's one that I think is really important for us. Let me ask you a question just as a way to get us started. Have you ever felt anxious about your job and you just don't know why? Has there ever been just kind of like a baseline level of anxiety in your life? Now, I know a lot of us are feeling that right now because of the pandemic. Understandably, I know I've experienced that as well. But often this happens even when everything is going well. So everything's going well, or at least according to plan, there's nothing obvious that should be causing anxiety. And yet when bedtime rolls around, you struggle to get to sleep and you have a perpetual sense that you're falling behind. Falling behind? Falling behind what? Well, that's the question I was asking myself early last year. You see, I was on the mark early last year to have a record year. I mean, things have been going great. I was able to help more people and teams see more impact from my work than I ever have. That was pre-pandemic, right? By all accounts, I should have been on cloud nine. Frankly, things were going great at the time. Yet somewhere in the back of my mind, I noticed anxiety creeping into my thoughts, my planning, and the writing that I was doing for my new book, The Motivation Code. And at the exact moment I should have felt peace and space, I was experiencing the opposite. And that was when I realized that I was keeping score. Now, what do I mean by keeping score? Well, it's an old habit and it's one that dies hard. I was paying attention to a lot of little markers that have nothing whatsoever to do with my core work or my effectiveness or the impact I'm trying to have with my clients or the people who read my books and listen to the podcast. Instead, I was paying attention to things outside of my lane. I was allowing them to pull me off course and rob me of the joy and satisfaction that I should have been experiencing. Okay, so the reason I think it's important for us to revisit this topic now, because I'm describing something that happened pre-pandemic, right? That was when everything was going great. I was on course for a record year, yet I was really anxious. This year, everything has been off course, right? It's crazy. I mean, everything is upside down. None of us really have any sense of what's going to happen next. I mean, there's a little bit of optimism right now, but we don't really know what's going to happen next. And yet, many of us still experience that kind of baseline sense of anxiety. We're still keeping score. What do I mean by that? Well, some people in our world right now are really thriving. Some people's businesses, their jobs, their companies are doing really, really well. And some people are just thriving in ways they've never thrived before. Some people, on the other hand, are really, really, really struggling right now. Maybe you're one of them. And so it's really difficult when you see other people not really affected much by what's going on around us, and yet you maybe are really struggling, or maybe you're trying to find work, or maybe you don't know where work's going to come from. So the very first way that we have to be mindful of this scoring dynamic is how they are scoring. This is one of the ways that I keep score in good times, and definitely I've been keeping score during the pandemic. So when someone else gets something, a contract, an offer, an endorsement that I wanted, it bothers me. And it's as if there's only so much of it to go around. And as much as I encourage my clients to focus on their own lane, I have to admit that it's easy for me to let my peripheral vision distract me. I've had to develop the discipline of reminding myself that they are not responsible for my body of work and I am not responsible for theirs. Stay in your lane. So I've seen this play out in teams where someone gets a coveted promotion or is celebrated for a project or gets more than their share of esteem for the amount of contribution that they truly made, and it pulls the team apart and people begin to withhold because they feel as if they aren't being treated fairly. And frankly, they are. They aren't. Business isn't fair, just like life isn't fair. There will be things that you get that you don't deserve, and there are going to be things that you deserve that go to someone else. Right? There's probably someone else right now keeping score on what you're getting that they're not. No matter how bad things are for you right now, there's probably somebody else who would trade positions with you in a heartbeat. The sooner you learn to embrace the inherent unfairness of the workplace, the sooner you can simply focus on bringing your best every day and letting the chips fall where they may. I love this quote from the Bhagavad Gita when I first heard, I first heard it from Stephen Pressfield. It says, "You have the right to work, but never to the fruit of work." And so I think that's really important for us to remember right now. Our job right now is to work. Our job is to continue pushing forward, to continue creating value, to look in any way that we can to create value for the people that we serve, whatever that looks like. But our job right now is not to really pay attention to necessarily the fruit of that or to necessarily care about whether we're getting the return on it. We just need to focus on creating right now, just doing our job, creating value. If we lead people to the best of your ability, focus on the things that you can do right now. So here's the question I have for you. Are you paying too much attention to how they are scoring, to how other people are scoring right now? Do you need to focus more on your lane in order to be able to produce your best work? So that's the first thing, the first challenge I have for you. The second way that we keep score is things I can't control. Things I can't control. We all feel out of control right now. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sort of in some way layer that on you, but I'm certain you feel the same way I do. I feel very out of control of the world right now. I mean, reality is I always was, but I think for the first time it became very palpable this year. So I tend to track things I can't control, and I get anxious about things that I couldn't change if I wanted to. It's one of the curses of being a systemic thinker. I always worry about the governing dynamics, even when they are well beyond my ability to influence. So inside of organizations, I see this play out as a general fear about market trends or about the new company leadership, you know, 7 or 8 levels above where you are, or about the person on the team who simply doesn't like you. There is nothing that can be done about any of these things aside from diligently doing the work in front of you. That's all you can do. Yet they rob many people of the valuable creative cycles that could actually be spent creating something meaningful. Are you tracking the score of things you can't control? Are there forces out there that are causing you to spin your wheels or worry about tomorrow? Are you focused too much on things you can't control? Stephen Covey talked about our sphere of influence and our sphere of concern. Our sphere of concern is always much greater than our sphere of influence. We need to focus on the things that are in our sphere of influence, not the things that are in our sphere of concern, because that sphere of concern is always going to be much greater than the things we can actually focus on. So are you tracking the score of things you can't control? Are you allowing anxiety to creep in and rob you of the mental cycles you need to be able to produce great work each day? That's the second thing. The third thing is my own expectations. Okay, now this one is tough. There are certain expectations that I set for myself, and when I miss the mark on one of them, it bothers me. It does. This is true even if I far exceed a dozen other expectations. There could be really good reasons why I didn't meet my own expectations, but that doesn't matter. I could still stew on it for weeks. Often, I don't even realize how this is affecting me until I stop and really consider what's causing my anxiety. Sometimes I realize that it's an errant comment that I made in a talk or something, or a bad client call or something that no one else would have even noticed, let alone remember. But I do. I remember it. This is one of the reasons I start feeling like I'm falling behind. Behind what? My own expectations. No one else even knows they exist. Listen, it's fine. It's great even to push yourself to excel. It is. You should push yourself to excel. And it's necessary if you want to do work that you'll be proud of in 10 years. However, you can't allow the arbitrary scoreboard that you've established to drag you down. It should fuel you, not kill your drive. Again, your expectations of yourself should fuel you, not kill your drive. So are there ways in which you are setting expectations that you could never possibly live up to? Have you allowed expectation escalation to push your idea of success to an overly stressful and unreachable level? So I'm curious if I'm alone. I suspect I'm not. I suspect that you probably wrestle with similar things, or there are some arbitrary scores that you keep in your own work, on your team, or in other areas of life that affect you. We need to be very mindful of the ways in which we're keeping score, because the ways in which we're keeping score affect our ability to engage here and now. Expectation escalation is real. It's real. The degree of success we had on the last project influences how we approach this project. The expectations from our manager from last quarter affect the way that we engage with our work this quarter. We need to be very mindful of the ways that we're keeping score. If we're paying attention to a peer, to a colleague, to somebody else out there. I've been doing this during the pandemic. Wow, look at that person. They built out a multimedia studio in their office to be able to do worldwide broadcasts of their speeches at conferences. That's amazing. You know what? I've done a ton of conference speeches from my office, and they've been great. They've been very engaging, and I've had a great time doing it. It's a very different thing than being on a stage, right? But like, I do that with my peers who do what I do, who teach, who write, who do those kinds of things. We have to be very careful about not letting our expectations drive our emotional engagement and our intellectual engagement in our work. So those are the three ways I want you to be mindful of. How are they scoring, right? How they are scoring. Number two, things you can't control. So things that are maybe in your sphere of concern, but not in your sphere of influence. And number three, your own expectations, or maybe the expectations of your manager or your manager's manager or your company, right? But are they escalating to the point where it's affecting your personal engagement? Listen, make 2021 the year where you keep score in a way that will drive engagement, not curtail engagement for you. How are you measuring success this year for yourself? What does success look like in 2021? Because if you haven't defined success, you're probably not going to achieve it. I often say how you define greatness defines you, and I believe that to be true to the core of my being. How you define greatness for yourself defines who you are as a person. So how will you define greatness in 2021? We got this. Let's do it. Okay. Hey, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or at accidentalcreative.com. We'd also love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.